The visit of several MPs from various political parties to countries around the world following Op Sindoor has been particularly significant. It gives our MPs, our leaders, an opportunity to explain the concerns that India has as far as terrorism emanating from Pakistan is concerned. We are joined by Priyanka Chaturvedi now. Priyanka, thanks very much for being with us. Rajya Sabha MP of the Shiv Sena UBT. You've had a very busy couple of weeks traveling primarily in Europe. Was there a standout moment for you when you travel to any one of these countries where they say that, look, we accept the fact that Pakistan is a state sponsor of terrorism?
No, absolutely. I would say all the six nations were very clear that India's right to respond was the right thing to do, that we were non-escalatory, we attacked only the terror camps, and there was this entire series of conversations that Pakistan had initiated saying that civilians were attacked. We clarified that there was no civilian which was harmed, and it was a very precise attack by our armed forces. And they said that India's right to respond is supreme, and in fact, we did get to hear from Brussels, especially the European Union heads, that they would take this up with Pakistan to look at the terrorism emanating from their land to other nations of the world, and especially India, which has been at the, facing it for past decades, several decades. But now, our tolerance to terrorism is absolutely zero, and everybody should be able to call out Pakistan. So I think, all in all the nations were equally concerned because they are seeing this happen in their, on their doorstep too, with the kind of indoctrination and radicalism that Europe, European region faces. So it's something that they would also be cautious about and would want to know, want Pakistan to know that this won't be tolerated any further.
You know, you've tweeted this out, and it's a fact. The nomination of Pakistan to co-chair the Counter-Terrorism Committee and chair the Taliban Sanctions Committee in the United Nations Security Council, it sounds like a joke, except it's not. I mean, talk about double standards of a state sponsor of terrorism deciding the discourse of global conversations on terror. Could you tell us what you feel about that and how that's dreadfully wrong?
No, absolutely. I not just called it out through my Twitter account, but I also mentioned it in my speech when we were addressing the diaspora, that the terror camps that we attacked are designated by United Nations. United Nations Security Council designating them as terror camps. For 2 years that Pakistan is going to be a member, and for them to, you know, co-chair a committee on terrorism sanctions, counter-terrorism sanctions, is a, really a joke. 51 designated terrorists by the United Nations, where they have mentioned that they reside in Pakistan. So there is a doublespeak coming even from the United Nations. On one hand, they designate terrorists emanating out of Pakistan, terrorism emanating out of Pakistan. On the other hand, allowing them to be co-chairs of a very important committee, which is to address the terrorism that is spreading across the globe. And everything of it has roots in Pakistan. Not just that, even the Taliban Sanctions Committee. Everybody knows who nurtured the Taliban, who supported the Taliban, who legitimized Taliban. And it is Pakistan yet again. So, and you add the UNSC, India not being at that power table of the permanent members is another joke. I think it needs to be relooked as to how United Nations Security Council looks at functioning without a nation which is the fourth largest economy with a population of 1.4 billion, which is actually stabilizing the entire, I would say, the Indo-Pacific region, to not have a seat on the table. So those are things we also mentioned to a lot of government officials, because Europe has an important role to play. Many countries from Europe have important roles to play in the United Nations. So we've made them aware of that fact.
You know, one concern is that in as much as Op Sindoor militarily has been successful, you know, we've hit Pakistani terror camps, air bases, etc., etc. What happens if there is another terror attack? Because military action, just short of war, is not necessarily a switch-on, switch-off option. It's very difficult to do and implement. If there is another attack, do you believe that it's going to be difficult at one level to actually carry out with the policy which the Prime Minister has stated?
No, I don't think so. It is going to be difficult. Firstly, we have to work towards making our intelligence so foolproof that there won't be any Pakistani who comes in as a terrorist trying to, you know, indulge in terror activities. That is one step, definitely. However, if it comes to that, our attack has been very precise on the terror camps. It is only when Pakistan army exposed itself and came forward to, target our civilians through the firing at the border, as well as the drone attack, they were exposed for what they stand for. That they stand for to safeguard their terrorism and terrorist activities rather than the civilians of Pakistan. So India has shown a new way of being able to, give a message to Pakistan, and Pakistan would probably think 10 times before attempting any such activities on our land ever again. So it is a higher, we've raised the cost of terror, and we've raised the cost of accountability as far as Pakistan is concerned. And I think it is for them to realize that it is not a war for them to fight as far as terrorism is concerned, because India has the upper hand here.
What was it like to travel with MPs from different parties? The fact that most of you keep ending up fighting all the time in Parliament, you not only make peace amongst yourselves, but you work together for India, which is brilliant. How did that work?
Surprisingly, we were all at peace and we were peaceful because we all knew that, I mentioned it a couple of times, that though I'm a member of the opposition, we come concerned as Indian citizens who have been facing terrorism emanating out of Pakistan, and also make Europe realize that it is coming to their doorstep too, and they need to call out Pakistan and its terror activities. So we were absolutely united on that messaging, and even off the meetings, it was very pleasant, it was peaceful, and we had Ravi Shankar Prasadji leading the delegation with all his diplomatic charm and his experience over the years as a member of the opposition for some time, as part of the government, as a cabinet minister. So with years of experience, I'm sure he could manage all of us in a different points
and
of view.
And no doubt his sense of humor as well. But I must ask you, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari mounted a counter mission all across the world, several countries, particularly in the U.S., and from what I read, he was primarily rebuffed. There just didn't seem to be very much international support or willingness to listen to this Pakistani argument on how they are the victims over here. What does that say about where we stand versus where they stand?
So I think it is pretty apparent with everyone cold-shouldering Pakistan and their narrative, it is pretty evident that even if the countries do not call out Pakistan per se in their actions and their commitment to zero tolerance to terrorism, they will work on it. It is going to be a work in motion. And with Bilawal Bhutto, I think Bilawal Bhutto needs to realize that even he lost his mother was assassinated because of the army and terrorist nexus and the radicalization that was taking place in Pakistan after General Zia-ul-Haq spoke about Islamic Jihad. And General Zia-ul-Haq was also behind the killing of his grandfather, so Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. So a person who has been a victim of terrorism emanating out of the army terrorist nexus, going and making a case for Pakistan and Pakistan's army in itself sounds a little ridiculous. So that is perhaps why they haven't been able to match with much success, because most of the countries know where Pakistan stands. And while, the war on terror was on by the United States after the 9/11, while they kept saying that they side with U.S. and they're working towards eradicating terrorism, Osama bin Laden was found in their country. So I think people have understood their hypocrisy. They've understood that it is a state-sponsored terrorism that Pakistan indulges in. And that is the reason why you did not see much bonhomie of wherever they have traveled to or wherever their group has traveled to.
Priyanka, I must ask you, the Congress party has its own sets of problems as far as how we've dealt with Op Sindoor, particularly the end of Op Sindoor. They seem to suggest that it was America which put an end to the hostilities between India and Pakistan. They've been putting out cartoons, memes, what have you, to that effect. Do you believe that on an issue like this, given what's at stake, the Congress should have been more united with, let's say, other opposition parties, if not the government?
I come from Shiv Sena, Uddhav Bala Sahib Thackeray Ji's party, and Vandaniya Hindu Hriday Samrat Bala Sahib Thackeray Ji was absolutely explicit about what he thinks with regards to Pakistan. And he kept saying, till there is no accountability and end to their terrorism, we should not even get into a trade talk, no track to diplomacy, no people-to-people conversations. We whether it was the India-Pakistan cricket match, which we disrupted. So we were very clear that where Pakistan is concerned and where terrorism is concerned, and we come from a state which has face the brunt of terrorism. 2611 is something that every Mumbaikar remembers, every single Indian remembers. Yeah. So it has been a long battle for us, and for us to call out that hypocrisy was important. Now, what Congress is doing is something that I'm sure Congress spokesperson would be able to explain to you on this. But as far as we are concerned, we went as a united nation, united country opposing terrorism and calling out Pakistan. But yes, since we live in a democracy, we will have questions of our government. We will do the role of the opposition that people of the country expect us to do. And we would also ensure that there is no such intelligence failure ever again for even a single life of an Indian to be lost to terror.
All right, Priyanka, thank you very much, Priyanka Chaturvedi, for being with us and sharing your thoughts on the very important visit of various MPs from parties coming together to express solidarity and send out India's message. Thank you very much indeed.